As we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture, visitor safety remains at the forefront of preparations by organizers of next month's Missouri State Fair. Now, especially in light of last week's fatal accident involving a carnival ride at Ohio State's Fair, Missouri State Fair Director Mark Wolf says a ride similar to the Fireball will not make its way to Sedalia this year.
Wade Shows, who we work with, has that ride. It has been here in the past. I do know from my conversation with Frank this morning that, you know, they pulled that ride offline, obviously, while this investigation is going on to see if there's a mechanical or engineering fault, you know, error there that's caused the accident.
Wolf says ride inspectors will begin their checks as rides arrive on the ground as part of Missouri's stronger requirements.
If you're operating an amusement ride in the state of Missouri, you're required to have an independent certified inspector of your own. And then, of course, the Missouri Fire Marshal's office also has inspectors that are on site throughout the course of the event. After what happened in Kansas at the water park, we had a lot of folks, you know, come down and watch the inspections as they were occurring on site here. And it was very eye-opening to see the level, you know, the intensity that these guys put into inspecting all those parts on that.
He adds that state law requires daily inspections before the midway opens for business.
There's at least one NARSO certified inspector from the independent source that is here every day. They re-inspect rides throughout the day, each day before they start up, and we start up usually around 11 on the weekends, I think, and around noon during the weekdays. Each morning before they ever go back into operation, they go through and do secondary inspections on rides. And as I say, the state fire marshal can do spot inspections anytime, you know, that they want.
Well, about 350,000 visitors will make their way through the fairgrounds during the 11-day event. Now, Wolf says well before that, state risk management officials scout the grounds for any possible hazards.
We also have local police and county deputies, those folks that work at the fair also, come out and do all of our physical security in terms of the buildings, locking the place up, product that's out here. We try really hard not to leave any gaps in the program, you know, to make sure that we try to keep people as safe as we possibly can.
And, of course, the fair also features a fully staffed fire station, which Wolf describes as actually unique.
We have kind of a world-famous setup with the only 11-day full-service fire station, fully functional fire station in the world. So they come in with about 75 folks. They have up to four engine companies on site every day. They provide EMS service.
Well, while a few competitions are now underway in Sedalia, the 115th Missouri State Fair officially opens August 10th and will conclude August 20th. While trucks carry more freight between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada under the North America Free Trade Agreement than rail cars, well, the Department of Transportation's Bureau of Transportation Statistics last week reported that trucks carried 63.4% of NAFTA freight between May of 2016 and May of 2017. U.S. NAFTA freight totaled $98.2 billion during that time, with trucks accounting for $32.2 billion of the $53.5 billion of imports and $30.1 billion of the $44.7 billion of exports. Vehicles and vehicle parts were noted as the top products being moved between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Those statistics come just weeks before the Trump administration is set to renegotiate NAFTA, which includes the top trading partners for U.S. agriculture. Also, the National Farmers Union released a statement Friday announcing a relief by the failed Senate vote on a so-called skinny repeal of parts of the Affordable Care Act. NFU says the bill would have risked access to health care for 16 million people and marketplace stability. Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says rural residents, including farmers and ranchers, need and desire a solution to rising premiums and an unstable marketplace. However, of the skinny repeal, he says the bill would have made matters worse for rural residents. Johnson says the organization now looks forward to working towards a bipartisan solution that improves access to affordable, high-quality health care for family, farmers, ranchers, and rural Americans. We'll be back with more right after this.